Hello, and welcome to the College Football Official Study Group. I'm your host, Jim Kettleson. Today, we are going to be studying the recent rule changes for 2017. As always, we're working from the Reading Studying Guide to NCAA football rules. And we are going to start with the rules in brief, and then further, we'll ask a couple questions and talk about them. So let's jump right in. So there's a couple rule changes this year that we need to know about. First and foremost, horse collar tackle. In addition to the prohibition on grabbing the inside back collar of the shoulder pad or jersey, or the inside collar of the side of the shoulder pad or jersey, and immediately pulling the ball carrier down, grabbing the back of the jersey in the nameplate area is also a horse collar tackle foul. That's Rule 9-1-15. We're going to talk more about it when we get to Chapter 8, but the new rule is grabbing the back of the jersey in the nameplate area is also a horse collar tackle foul. The second rule changes regarding leaping. No defensive player who runs forward from beyond the neutral zone may leap or hurdle in an obvious attempt to block a field goal or try. It is not a foul if the player was aligned in a stationary position within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage when the ball was snapped. That's Rule 9-1-11-B. It's also going to be discussed in Chapter 8. So, no defensive player who runs forward from beyond the neutral zone may leap or hurdle in an obvious attempt to block a field goal or try. Once again, it's not a foul if the player was aligned in a stationary position within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage at the snap of the ball. Third rule change regards knee pads. Knee pads must be at least a half inch thick and must be covered by the pants. Now, next year, it says effective in 2018, the pants and knee pads must be covering the knee. And that's Rule 144D, it's Chapter 12. However, that rule doesn't go into effect until 2018. So the rule change this year is knee pads must be a half inch thick and must be covered by pants. The next rule change involves coaches entering the field, and it's from the editorial section. Coaches who leave the team area and enter the field of play are subject to warnings for the first offense under Rule 925. The penalties then increase for subsequent violations by the same team. However, if a coach enters the field to protest an officiating decision or to communicate with players or officials without permission from the referee, it is a foul for unsportsmanlike conduct. 921. So remember, coaches who leave the team area and enter the field of play are subject to a warning for their first offense. However, if the coach enters the field to protest an officiating decision or to communicate with players or officials without permission from the referee, it is a foul for unsportsmanlike conduct. Also in the editorial edition, halftime intermissions were addressed. The intermission can be shortened. The halftime intermission can be shortened, but it cannot be extended. In Rule 321B, and we'll also discuss it more in Chapter 7, but the intermission can be shortened, but it cannot be extended. Finally, in the editorial section, they also address the clock starting after an equipment violation. The clock no longer must start on the snap after an equipment violation under Rule 144 and 147. It depends on the status of the clock when the violation was noted. We'll also talk about that in Chapter 7. That's Rule 332E18. The clock no longer must start on the snap after an equipment violation under a Rule 144 or 147. It depends on the status of the clock when the violation was noted. Now let's just cover the rule changes from 2016 and really revisit them. The first rule change in 2016 regarded tripping. A player may not trip an opposing ball carrier by deliberately obstructing him with the foot or lower leg. With this change, the rule is now the same for all players. Rule 912C. We're going to discuss it a little bit more in Chapter 8 as well, but a player may not trip an opposing ball carrier by deliberately obstructing him with his foot or leg. It's the same for all players. You cannot trip. The next rule changes from 2016 address the game clock after a penalty. When we're inside 2 minutes of a half if the game clock is stopped to administer the penalty for a foul by the team ahead in the score, the game clock will start on the snap or at the discretion of the offended team. That's rule 3-4-3. So inside the last 2 minutes of a half, if the game clock is stopped to administer the penalty for a foul by the team ahead in the score, the game clock will start on the snap at the option of the offended team. The next rule changed in 2016 regarding charge timeouts. For live televised games only, a charge timeout will be 30 seconds plus 25-second play clock interval. However, the head coach may request that one of the allowed three timeouts in each half be a full timeout. This gives the team the flexibility for a full timeout when there is no concurrent media timeout. The request should be communicated to the referee when the timeout request is made. The charge team timeout during the extra periods may be a full timeout at the request of the head coach. That's 3-3-7. In 2016, the blocking below the waist rule was revised as well. Offensive players who are outside the tackle box at the snap and those who leave the tackle box after the snap may only block an opponent below the waist if the force of the initial contact is directly at the opponent's front. However, they may not block an opponent below the waist in a direction towards the original position of the ball, unless the ball carrier has clearly crossed the line of scrimmage. That's in Rule 916A4. And it is also discussed in Chapter 8 of the Reading Study Guide. Offensive players who are outside the tackle box at the snap and those who leave the tackle box after the snap may only block an opponent below the waist if the force of the initial contact is directly at the opponent's front. However, they may not block the opponent below the waist in a direction towards the original position of the ball unless the ball carrier has clearly crossed the line of scrimmage. Coaches' disqualifications. If a coach commits two unsportsmanlike conduct foul, he is automatically disqualified from the game, which is the current rule for players in 9-2-6. A disqualified coach must leave the playing enclosure within a reasonable amount of time after his disqualification and must remain out of view for the field of play for the duration of the game. The roughing of the passer rule was also revisited. The rule in 2016 was revisited to say the passer was modified to clarify that the tackler may not legally make forcible contact against the player at the knee or below, even if he is making a wrap-up tackle, in Rule 919. We're going to talk about it more in Chapter 5, but the rule that protects the passer was modified to clarify that the tackler may not legally make forcible contact against the passer at the knee or below, even if he is making a wrap-up tackle. Defenseless player. A ball carrier who obviously gives himself up and goes into his feet-first slide is included in the list of defensive player under 227.14. Scrimmage kick formation. A scrimmage kick formation must include either a punter at least 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage or a kicker and holder at least 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It must be obvious that a kick will be attempted. That's Rule 216.10, and we're going to talk about it in Chapter 4. But a scrimmage kick formation must include either a punter at least 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage or a kicker and holder at least 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It must be obvious that a kick will be attempted. Instant replay. In reviewing targeting fouls, the instant replay official is examining all aspects of the action, whether the player was defenseless, the location of the forcible contact and the presence of an indicators of targeting and the use of the crown of the helmet. In the case of egregious action that was not called by the officials on the field, the replay official may create a targeting foul. Also, the instant replay official may stop the game at the initiative of the medical advisor in the instant replay booth. TV cameras. TV partners may briefly bring handheld cameras inside the limited lines during certain dead ball periods. The rule permitting them on the field of play remains in effect. in rule 1, 2, 3. We're going to talk a little bit more about the cameras in chapter 12. Those are the recent rule changes and rules and editorial changes from 2017 and the 2016 one revision. Please stay tuned and listen to our further podcast as we will continue to study the rules in preparation for the 2017 season. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast and have a great day.